The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Rather early on, our youngest grandson learned this little and old nursery rhyme in his little 2-morning-a-week preschool. I bet most of you know it. Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Really kind of a fun little rhyme, all holding hands, walking around in this imaginary ring, and then all kind of falling down, usually to a lot of giggling. And you recite this little rhyme and images of your head, and flowers and gardens and blue skies and doing what you want to do and things are going great. Kind of a picture of a carefree world. Truth is, though, this little nursery rhyme was born in a world not at all carefree. Rather, it was a world of pain and death. Over 300 years ago, the horrible bubonic plague swept through London. By the time it had run its course, over 150,000 people had died. You might remember the history. It was called the Black Death because of those black blotches left upon the body. Well, back then, over 300 years ago, the people of London believed the disease was caused by polluted air in their city, when really, we know today, I mean, it was transmitted by fleas from infected rats. Because this Black Death was blamed on the city's polluted air, people underwent a rather strange ritual to maybe bring a cure to this plague. Victims were taken to an open-air garden where they literally stood around beds of roses, thinking that by breathing in the fragrant fresh air, the bad air would be replaced in their bodies and they'd be cured. And for those too sick to go outside, the doctors took petals of posies and roses in their pockets, sprinkling them around the sick patient's beds. And finally, if a patient was just too weak, too sick to the point of death, the doctors actually burned the petals and brought the ashes to the dying patient's nostrils, all hoping to kind of flush out that bad, polluted air. Of course, the patient's died. But it was during this time of the Black Death that a little children's rhyme was born. And it was really the chant of those men given the gruesome task of pushing through the city streets the carts piled with corpses. Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes. We all fall down. Well, rush ahead. After 300 plus years, with all the big advances in medicine, in technology, in health, and health care, and nutrition, and expensive fitness watches, and keto diets. Well, I mean, this isn't 17th century London, and yet in 2019, much has changed. There are still deteriorating bodies and hurting souls, even though there's no bubonic plague. We inevitably all fall down. We all fall down because nothing whatsoever has changed in what brings death to us. People of every time in history, it seems, well, it just seems people like to believe that somehow the world might get better, might reach perfection. Some kind of paradise on earth. To this very day, there runs this under-the-surface hope that the French philosopher, Mr. Optimist Voltaire, was onto something when he surmised that his might be the best of all possible worlds. In 1759, when he wrote what was his greatest life's work, Voltaire simply wanted to mock Christians' view of the world and life. He wanted Christians to stop it, to stop looking forward in hope. He wanted people to just accept what is as the best of all possible worlds. Leave it at that. Forget about anything better. This right here, right now, is the best there is. Now, if you follow Voltaire's thinking to its conclusion, if you follow it through the centuries that followed his whistling-in-the-dark optimistic rant, if you follow Voltaire's thinking around through the world wars, the Great Depression, Twin Towers, Katrinas, two tsunamis, Darfurs, Hurricane Sandy, Brussels terrorist attacks, gas chambers, starvation, and corruption. If you follow it through to the million-plus unborn babies every year indiscriminately and conveniently aborted before they take their first breath, and now some even after they take their first breath. If you follow it all through to the very real possibility of annihilation by nuclear weapons at the slightest touch of a button, if you follow it through to the divorce rate, domestic violence, gangland shootings, 10-year-old children in cities shot on streets by drive-by gangbangers, if you follow it through to the greed and the resentments and the jealousies and the arrogance, the diseases and the cancers, you get the picture. Nowhere in God's Word will you find a Pollyannish illusion that this is the best of all possible worlds. Indeed, the Bible declares in no uncertain terms that this is a fallen world, a stained and dying planet, though it once was the best of all possible worlds. It was a perfect world in which our first parents lived. Truly, it was paradise. But paradise was lost when Adam and Eve were deceived into thinking that they could make it an even better world, that they were captains of their own ship, makers of their own destiny. But the destiny they made was one filled to the brim with corruption and pain and finally death. Ashes, ashes, they fell down. In Romans 5, Paul does not leave us wondering why things are the way they are. Therefore, he writes, sin entered the world through one man and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people because all have sinned and death reigned. You see, it isn't the pain, it isn't the suffering, it's not the illnesses, the catastrophes that plague this life. Those are just the symptoms of something that goes a whole lot deeper. The great infection of humanity. And it is sin. Mine and yours. Mine alone. And yours alone. And ours collectively. Sin born from our birth into a broken and dying world, hardly paradise. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. If this is really the best of all possible worlds, as Voltaire would mockingly urge us to believe, if it is only and finally and nothing more than ashes, ashes, we all fall down, then we got every reason in 2019 to just despair, to give up. Thanks be to God. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, He turns our eyes to look yet again, not upon this world and not upon its death, but he turns our eyes to see what he has been about, what great things he has done. The entire last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, is simply God turning our eyes away from the destruction and death all around us in this world to see what he's done and continues doing through the Lamb at the center of the throne, the one who is both Lamb and Shepherd. In that reading for today from Revelation 7, God shows us people from every nation, tribe, culture, and language. People gathered before his throne in heaven, dressed in white robes and holding palm branches, a sign of victory, and whooping it up, celebration. Those people are there because of the Lamb and the Shepherd. The book of Revelation centers on him, the one whose shed blood gives us the white robes of righteousness in life so that people like us, get this, people like you and me, that we can stand in God's presence in victory and with obvious unrestrained joy. That Lamb of God, he came to a garden, but certainly it was no rose garden. His was the Garden of Gethsemane, hardly idyllic. No fragrance of rose petals for his dying breath. Sin, mine and yours and ours, filled his nostrils with death and hell itself. But he came into this world to be as John the Baptizer pointed him out to be, the very Lamb of God come to take away the sin of the world. This he did, as St. Paul writes in Galatians 3, get this, by becoming sin's curse for us. Jesus took black death for us. What should have consumed you and me instead consumed him. He endured the worst of all possible worlds. Ashes, ashes. He fell down. The book of Revelation wants us to see Jesus, the Lamb of God, whose blood sets us free, that we might be people of God, his holy ones, literally as saints. Notice who these saints are. Look around you. They are people like you and me from every nation, tribe, culture, and language. There is real and there is certain hope for you and for the world. That hope comes not in rose petals, not in the posies of the suck it up, this is as good as it gets. There is hope and life for you in Jesus. He is getting ready. He is preparing a place for his saints. And it is before his glorious throne. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Well, we will. All of us, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I've said those words. Lot. We all fall down, but in Christ we all rise up alive. As St. Paul exclaims in 1 Corinthians 15, to the saints, the apostle writes these words, words that I tell you sound a whole lot better than that little 17th century nursery rhyme. Listen to what Paul says. The trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are at the point of the sermon for the Lutheran question. You always know it's near the end when you hear it. What does this mean? I mean, what does it mean for your life? I mean, today, this mother said, what does it mean for your life tomorrow? Though every day you live your life under this looming and glooming shadow of death, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, brother and sister, fear no evil. The very Lamb of God, the Good Shepherd who laid down His life for you, walks right at your side. Jesus will never fail you, nor leave you. So today again, the Lord turns your eyes to His powerful rescuing word, and through His Holy Supper, He turns your eyes to see Jesus, His doing for you. And He turns your eyes to see all those others standing around you, not in ashes, not in death, but in victory and in life, gathered before Him, dressed in the garments of salvation, singing the victory song. One voice. It sounds like this. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be unto our God forever and ever. And all of His saints cried, Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.